just a kept-down child with a story to be told. I've got rhythm in my heart and music in my soul. I'm one of a million, and I'm one of a kind. I want the world to sing to me and ease my troubled mind. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me of hope. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me of trust. Raise your voice and raise your hand, spread the word across the land. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me of love. The word kenako, meaning that our time has come. The struggle may be over, but a new one has begun.
It just begun.
Some of us have plenty, while some of us have none. So lift your hand and raise your voice. Sing to me as one.
Not a little.
Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me of hope. Sing to me. Sing to me, sing to me your trust.
Sing along.
Raise your voice and raise your hand. Spread the word from land to land. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me your love. And I have dreams to live a better life.
A better life, yo.
Give me opportunity and I will do what's right. Each day I take a little step, I pray I sing my song. Knowing in my heart one day the world will sing along. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me your hope. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me your trust.
Sing along.
Raise your voice and raise your hand. Spread the word across the land. Sing to me, sing to me, sing to me of love.
Every child has the right to life and protection.
Of love.
Oh, dignity, love, education.
Sing to me of love.
And love because.
Oh, yeah. Sing to me,
sing along.
Sing to me of love.
Sing to me,
sing to me of love.
Sing to me,
sing to me of love.
We're taking it a bit relaxing into the last 10 minutes of this particular show. I'm Zane Johnson with you until 12 o'clock. It is New Year's Eve, so we thought music would be the fitting thing for the soul this morning. And I would like to welcome into the studio a singer-songwriter and known to many as Mr. Jazz. Rushdin Jazz is one of our local artists we've begun to admire and adore through all the years. Passionate about his art, he's a singer-songwriter and also branches out to other avenues of music. Rushdin, a very good morning and welcome again to Cape Talk.
Morning, it's a privilege to be here. Thank you so much.
You're just not a musician, but you're also a leadership development specialist. And right. What do you do in that particular role?
So I do. I basically facilitate workshops empowering young, emerging and existing leaders, senior leaders, whether they are middle management, junior management, empowering them with leadership skills, you know, all the fundamentals around corporate governance, emotional intelligence, the soft skills, decision making, problem solving, and those type of thing, yeah. Coaching as well.
What is the best skill that a manager can have?
EQ and coaching. For me right now, just as an observation, having been doing this for like over a decade or two, emotional intelligence is the new currency. EQ, IQ was, in retrospect, 20 years ago, and there's still a place for it. 50 years ago. But the new shift, according to Harvard Business Review even, is EQ is the new currency. And Daniel Goleman is the forefront pioneer of that movement. Yeah.
Let's move away from the sort of intelligent stuff and let's move to music. When did your love for music actually begin?
gosh. I think I was, I'm looking at my class, primary school classmate over here across the way, Amari. I think it started in, I was a bit of a closet singer on primary school, you know, literally only singing for peer pressure for the girls during interval. And then, you know, as the years evolved, it was only subsequent to finishing matric and whatever, I then pursued studies in business for a couple of years. But I always wanted to do music. But with the privileged, precious guidance from my parents, you know, that, you know, the cliche, you know, it's not a stable industry to go into. And I'm incredibly grateful for them creating that paradigm shift for me, because then I pursued business studies. And then subsequent to that, I then got a scholarship to study music. And so the two have sort of integrated very nicely in terms of my evolution.
It's nice when you can do something on the sort of formal sector in terms of business and things like that, and right. you've got the love and the passion for that, but you also have the opportunity of actually just picking up a guitar or just writing a song and putting it down. You've worked with a number of established musicians. Who are the guys that you've admired the most?
Definitely Clive Ridgway has been one of my mentors. Martin Myers, who manages Super Hot Sticks, has been incredibly instrumental in my evolution as an emerging creative. Hot Sticks is right on top, and I had the privilege of being one of the special features at his iconic return to the Baxter Theatre 30 years later last year. I mean, I was 7 years old the last time he performed at the Baxter. So it was an absolute privilege, along the likes of Tony Cedrus, who's, I mean, he's another legend who's played with Paul Simon, Sipho Kazi Jonas, the South African Youth Choir, to mention a few, Billy Monama, Tabia Songbird. So it was a real privilege.
I see how Basil Apollos is still around too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, those are legends. Eh,
and we need to celebrate the legends, you know, not only when we get called home. I think that there's, for me, something I'm really passionate about is, and you'll see on my social media, it's called Celebrating Kapstadt Legends. You know what I mean? We need to celebrate them while they're here, you know, not only when they're no longer here.
We're talking about an initiative that they got down in Joburg, an enlightenment initiative for music instruments, whereby they put all of these music instruments under a Christmas tree, and then these guys use the instruments as part of their project. But they've got a holistic approach about this. So, but tell us more about your recent single, which is a single called Sing to Me of Hope.
Yeah. That's certainly been one of the highlights of 2019 for me, written and produced by Clive Ridgway, and we have a history of working together. You know, I always think of Paul Anka and Frank Sinatra, you know, and there's so many of these incredible creatives that we think wrote those songs, but they were merely but a vessel, storytellers, you know what I mean? And I've had the privilege of being in those situations, like with Clive, and this song particularly is and was a special tribute to South African Youth Day, which, as you know, was a celebration of the sacrifices in terms of the Soweto uprising, and then which was in July, and then in August, also equally a tribute to International Youth Day. And according to the United Nations agenda at the moment, it's all about making education more inclusive and accessible. And so the song specifically, I used to do volunteer work back in the 90s in my hometown, Athlone.
Mario's laughing. So we're not going to ask where you volunteer. Right. Definitely not the SPCA.
Right. And they used to be known, in retrospect, the Dinanies, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Next to Spitsbona around the corner.
Absolutely. And my dad went to Spitsbona, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
And so I used to volunteer. Me and my sibling used to volunteer during the school holidays in the 90s. And I've always had an affinity towards them. And so I'm on this mission at the moment to use music as a medium for social change and transformation. I think there's enough time and place for all kinds of music under the sun. I think as an artist, we inherently have a responsibility, yes, to make pop, yes, to make whatever, you know, and at the same time, be mindful of what we're putting out there, man, because it's going to impact people. And so this song specifically is a tribute to the that narrative around the Youth Day. All the digital download proceeds goes towards the Christine Revelle Children's Home. And it's so interesting, Zane. I mean, to go spend some time there, and the last time I was there was like over 20 years ago, and some of the same staff are still there. I got so emotional, still committed to the cause, you know, and so that's incredible. And obviously it's called now the Christine Revelle Children's Home.
That's amazing, because I very often go to St. Joseph's Home, and those nuns are so dedicated. Some of them have been there for ages, and they do some incredible things. You've got a debut album in the making. Let's talk about that.
So I'm really excited and really grateful. This has been a 10 years in the making documentation of work. And so it's deviating sort of from the normal blueprint, you know, where people put up a concept album. This is literally a documentation of the evolution of Rushdin Jazz over the last 10 years, because I've literally and consciously just been releasing singles. And so now I'm putting together a body of work, and it's called Legends Never Die. And it's a tribute to all those precious creative souls that came before to pave and play the way forward for the generations to follow. So it's really a celebration, and there's a hashtag involved as well, hashtag every mood, because there's quite literally something for it, from acoustic to conscious hip hop, EDM, house, tropical house, dance, club, reggae, poetry. There's literally something for every mood.
I was going to say I'm getting the first copy, but I think Clive is getting the first signed copy. I'll get the second copy. You overcome a battle with cancer, and you're releasing a book about that journey. When did you first discover you went through this? And I was totally shocked, because the last time you and I chat, this was not known knowledge.
Right. So I was diagnosed on the 26th of September 2012, and with God's grace, it's been 7 years. Now it's checkups every 6 months, once a year, with the oncologist and with the surgeon. And yeah, I this is something I'm also very passionate about, is particularly in the male space, you know, males and our pride and our egos, particularly around testicular cancer, colon cancer, colorectal cancer and stuff like that. I've literally lost some friends that didn't want to go for checkups just because of the mere nature of the cancer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, it involves going for checkups, you know, and scans and things like that. So yeah, the only symptoms I literally had was blood in my output, and I went to 4 different GPs. They all said it was piles because I'm too young, and I went back again, and eventually they sent me for a scan. They discovered a tumor in my colon, 3 major surgeries, ileostomy bag attached to the right side of my tummy for 8 months, 8 rounds of chemo, and with God's grace, I'm still here. So the book is going to be called How Cancer Saved My Life.
How far are you along with the book?
Well, at the moment, I'm meeting with a couple of publishers, we're just going to be looking at, God willing, August. First, the album. I want to bite more than I can chew.
Mario and I want the first or the second or the third or one of the top 5 copies of that album. All the best for you for 2020. Thank you. Look forward to chatting to you, and look forward to listening to a lot more of your music on the radio.
Incredibly grateful. Thank you for the opportunity.